USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Fighting has intensified in Israel. Laura Winters has the details.
In the Middle East, the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, intensifies attacks on Hamas in Gaza. More than 100 hostages still being held since the terrorist attack on October 7th. The Israeli military urging Palestinians to leave the town of Khan Yunis. Thousands of Israelis holding a demonstration in Tel Aviv, holding up pictures of their loved ones still being held captive, calling for their immediate release.
Our nation will not be able to continue on to exist if the hostages will not come home.
A report from Qatar's prime minister that Israel and Hamas not showing the same willingness to negotiate now as before the truce.
Not a very nice day weather-wise in the eastern United States. They are bracing for heavy rain, wind, and even some snow. Parts of New York and New England were under storm watches Saturday, continuing into Sunday, with winds of up to 40 miles per hour expected in Boston and surrounding areas. The National Weather Service says heavy rain will raise the risk of localized flash flooding across the region. Travel conditions could be hazardous as well, with rain likely from northern Alabama all the way up through New England through Sunday. Better get those packages in the mail soon if you want your loved ones to have them by Christmas.
The U.S. Postal Service has released its Christmas shipping deadlines. December 16th is the last day for five-day shipping with USPS Ground Advantage and First Class Mail services. For four-day shipping, the cutoff is December 18th, and December 21st is the deadline for USPS Priority Mail Express one-day shipping. Note, these dates exclude Hawaii and Alaska. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
A suspect, Rafael Govea Romero, was arrested Saturday and charged with capital murder in the killing of Texas high school cheerleader Elizabeth Medina. Medina's body was discovered in the bathtub of her Edna home by her mother on Tuesday. Romero was arrested in Schulenburg, Texas, about 75 miles north of Edna, and taken to the Jackson County Jail. Medina, age 16, was supposed to perform at a Christmas parade in Edna on Tuesday, but when she didn't show up, her mother found her unresponsive at their apartment. The White House doesn't have much to say on Hunter Biden facing 9 criminal charges in a federal tax case. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He loves his son and supports him as he continues to rebuild his life. I'm going to be really careful and not comment on this and refer you to Department of Justice.
Prosecutors allege that the president's son led a lavish lifestyle while neglecting to pay a minimum of $1.4 million in federal taxes from 2016 to 2019. The indictment contends that he expended funds on drugs, escorts, opulent properties, and exotic cars. If convicted, the charges carry a maximum penalty of 17 years in prison. Notably, in a separate legal matter, Hunter faced 3 federal gun charges in September, to which he entered a plea of not guilty. State-run media in Cuba says the country stopped a terrorist plot hatched in South Florida when it arrested a man who arrived on the island on a jet ski. The report late Saturday said the man is a Cuban who lives in Florida and that he came to Cuba to commit acts of violence. He allegedly was armed with several handguns, ammunition clips, and ammo. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.